This is a podcast from Minute Media.
It's about to go down. This is the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast, where we talk history of the game, numbers and stats. And each week we highlight a charity that's doing good. If you haven't subscribed yet, then you should, because I'm the real deal. And you know I gotta shout out the Buffalo Bills. Turn it up to the max, sit back and relax. This the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Let's go!
Hey, what is up, Bills Mafia? Welcome in to another episode of The Buffalo Nerd, your home for Buffalo Bills football with a charity on top. Brought to you by Minute Media and FanSided. If this is your first time listening to the show, thanks for finding me. I appreciate it. I hope you become part of the Nerd Mafia. If you're already part of the Nerd Mafia, you know I love you already. Thanks so much again for showing up and being part of the program and being part of the mission at hand and enjoying chatting about our Buffalo Bills. So this has been an interesting week. You know, obviously the offseason tends to kind of, you know, hit these lulls where there's not really much happening, but somehow, some way, Brandon Bean's like, nah, I'm going to come up with something to do, right? So big move this week. Something very intriguing also happened this week. We got the draft around the corner. There's still needs. There's still things happening. So this week on the show, we're going to just kind of hit on what's been taking place, a little bit of what we could see moving forward, getting ready for the draft, right? We're really moving forward here. The next couple of weeks, things with the Nerd are going to be shifting a little bit as we really start to prep for the draft that comes at the end of the month. You know, this is a football team that probably isn't going to get too many guys out of this draft. I've been saying it for a while now. I anticipate we're going to make some moves and we're going to move around because we do not need all these draft picks. But before we do get into all that stuff and we dive into the week and everything and about what's moving forward, I do want to highlight another charity this week, like we do every week on the show. We like to find a way to try to incorporate something, you know, with an organization or foundation, somebody doing something cool out there and good for others, because basically that's what the Bills Mafia is all about, right? Helping out, you know, your brother's keeper, that kind of stuff. So this is National Autism Awareness Month. So it's, you know, this is a big one. I think a lot of people don't know about this organization, but sometimes it's the big, powerful organizations that are doing things right. And, you know, they've got everything that you need. So this week we're going to highlight autismspeaks.org, a very cool resource. Now, I've got, you know, a lot of good friends of mine who have, you know, children with autism. So It's a challenge. It's a, by all means, it's a challenge. You know, and so not only do the parents need support, the children need support, and there's just tons and tons of needs. So what autismspeaks.org does is they're basically a huge organization that's just going to provide resources, supports, anything that you need in any one of those categories. You know, if you're a parent and you're just looking for some support or ideas on how to do things or, you know, understand things, resources in that regard are there for you. You know, it's got resources as far as how to get supports and find things in your local communities and, you know, everything like that. So Autism Speaks, you know, they're big. They've been around since 2005, you know, so they've made quite a bit of headway in what they've been doing. Just a very good organization that is helping out, you know, a population that was kind of, nobody really was talking about it. And now we've got full months to highlight how challenging this can be and how important it is for us to continue to do research, you know, support those that already are going through it and anybody that may be going through it moving forward. So make sure you guys head over to autismspeaks.org if you haven't checked them all already. There's ways to donate. There's ways to find out more about them. There's ways to get resources if you've just been looking for a spot to get resources, you know, somebody that might need them, any of that kind of stuff. So again, autismspeaks.org. So like I mentioned at the top of this, some big things have been happening. And so coming out of last week, there was a lot of chatter about Diggs being unhappy and Minnesota Viking fans remember what this feels like. Stephon Diggs isn't happy. Stephon Diggs wants to play with his brother. Yeah, I mean, that would be great. I'm sure that would be awesome. But nobody wants to play in the little D. And I mean, they've already got a packed wide receiver room. And or I like the idea of let's just wait for his brother to go ahead and decide that he wants to leave. And then we'll bring him to Buffalo in a couple of years on his next contract. But with all that being said, all the chatter, all the unhappiness, I believe that what happened with Stephon Diggs's contract extension that he just signed is the like exclamation point that the culture in Buffalo has changed completely. I mean, we've been talking about this for years. The process is working. We're getting better on the field, this, that, and the other. But people are still leaving. We saw when the money's not there, some guys were leaving. Jordan Phillips, these guys ended up coming back, but people do leave. But when you have somebody like Stephon Diggs, who's supposed to be a diva, we haven't seen any of that here in Buffalo. As far as we have seen, he's just a superstar NFL wide receiver who deserves to be paid. So they went to him. They reworked a deal. This deal signifies three things. To me, Diggs is worth it, right? And he's been playing that well, so you should also, you know, reward him if you can. Secondly, this cleared up more cap space, right? And we need money. There's still moves to be made. There's still rookies to be signed, so we need some money. I think SportTrack has us just north of like $8 million right now. Which, if you talk about where we were just a little while ago, Bean's done a phenomenal job. But the third and final and most important piece to me is that a player of Stephon Diggs' level said to himself, I want to retire a Buffalo Bill. I want to finish my career in Buffalo. That's not the kind of stuff that superstar wide receivers have said in the past. The change, the culture fit, the culture change, the process, whatever you would like to call it, what you want to call it, how you view it. A player of this level who wasn't drafted here. Like, I anticipate Josh Allen will be a Buffalo Bill for a long term, but Diggs was not drafted here, right? He came here on a trade and then he's fallen in love with the city and he's agreed to now give the next 6 years to the Buffalo Bills. I mean, if you don't see that as just like an explanation point, whatever you want to call it, that this is the stake, we're marking this, that this is a winning franchise and high quality players want to be in this city, want to be part of this organization, and want to be part of this football team, is incredible. I mean, we used to have to overpay guys to even come here. Let's not forget that. That wasn't that long ago. We were overpaying everybody just to get them in the building, basically, or keep them in the building. When you're not winning, bad things happen. When you're winning, great players come, but they don't always commit to you long term and or speak words and utter words like, I'm going to retire a Buffalo Bill with so much time left in their career. So for me, this is huge. This is a monuments moment for this team because we now are going to be able to move forward knowing that players like Stephon Diggs are guaranteed to be playing here. That's going to draw more interest moving forward. We're going to see more and more of this come into play as the Buffalo Bills advance year after year after year and continue to be a successful winner. And you know what? Some people can say that the deal is too much, this, that, and the other. Look, every team builds their team differently. Every team values positions inside of a band differently. But there's nothing wrong with valuing your players at the level you believe in. And we knew going into this that Diggs, I talked about it last week, Diggs was the last kind of contract to really work around and move some money around that hadn't been touched yet. And Bean, to me, looked like he was waiting to make that happen because we need money. We still need more money, you know? So with the draft coming up, you need roughly $8 million just to sign those folks if we keep all of our draft picks, right? So this is a big, big piece of the puzzle in moving forward. And we now have solidified Josh Allen and Stephon Diggs are going to be here. The offense is going to be run by those two guys. Whatever's going around them, whatever, those are the two guys. And you best believe that Diggs is one of those guys that can play that late in his career. If you watch him in the offseason, his workouts, his lifestyle, the way he eats, all those things, he is top-notch taking care of himself. He's earning his money to make sure that he can survive long-term. And so you absolutely have to feel okay spending the money on Stephon Diggs. He's been nothing but spectacular for us. And if you're upset with the move, I don't know what you're looking for. It's hard to draft these guys here and there. I mean, you can do it. I mean, Gabe Davis is looking like a stud. The guy that the pick that we traded to get Diggs turned into Justin Jefferson. So those things can happen. But look at all the other guys that were drafted in that same draft. Not all of them are at that level. And most of them are definitely not at Stephon Diggs level. So again, you build it how you want to build it and you pay what you want to pay inside of a band to build the team that you want. And Brandon Bean has been great at that all off season, the entire time he's been with this team realistically. But, you know, just watching the press conference from Diggs, just the way that he talks about the city, how he wants to be here. It is so refreshing. So, so refreshing and incredible to know that this is a long-term winner. Now, they do always say, I think, what is it? For every reaction, there's an opposite and equal reaction. I saw this come across the line a couple days ago, you know, from Jordan Poyer, that he signed with Drew Rosenhaus. And I immediately tweeted, this could be a problem because Drew is known to be with high quality clients who he gets big money, right? He's very, very good at what he does and those guys get paid. So when I saw that Poyer had signed with him, I knew that already next year could potentially be a very big ordeal, right? But now, as of today, Friday, 4/8, we're hearing reports that Poyer's already approached the team about a new deal. Can we blame him? Would anybody out there like to tell me that he has not been a huge piece to this defense and he just got done playing in an all-pro level? He's on the last year of a deal. This is a perfect storm of a guy that's potentially, I don't think he'll do this, but you know, that's the kind of stuff that could result in holding out a little bit because he does know the defense. He's so good with Hyde that if he really misses some time, is it really going to matter all that much? So what we do with him is going to be very interesting. Right. It's going to be interesting to see what Drew is going to say hit Poyer's value is. He's 31 years old. At most, I would say it's a 3-year deal. Like I can't see going past that, even though he could potentially still be healthy and playing at that same kind of level in 3 years from now. But I think you have to just do something around that term to where you can make him happy, right? Because you can pay up a decent amount of money, but you also give him the ability to, in a few years, to reevaluate. Maybe it's only a 2-year deal. You know, maybe match him up with Hyde and see where they both want to be and reevaluate the situation in a couple of years. But this is going to be interesting. There's definitely room for them to kind of just do a deal like they did with Micah, do a deal like they just did with Diggs, where they just kind of move the money around. And you could easily work something out with Hyde that might free up some cap this year. But he's going to command some coin. I think SportTrack has him around $11 million market value right now. He's counting against 10 at the cap right now. And that was paid to him already before he was at an all-pro level. So he's going to command some big bucks. And I think when we're rolling into that situation, you can see we've got some youth behind him at the safety position, but this is a smart move for him on his part, because if I'm the GM, I'm saying, okay, I know I have to look at Jordan next year for sure at the end of the season. I do have these couple guys behind him that we've been grooming, and maybe one of those guys is going to be good enough to step in if we do have to let him go. Right. But him doing this now, we don't have that ability. We don't have the time to sit around and go through camp and go through the season and see if these guys are capable of being the next guy. We're not going to get to see that window before having to kind of make a decision on Jordan. Now, this is a title team and he's getting paid good money for the year. I can't necessarily, like I mentioned, see him holding out because I think he wants to be part of this when it actually does, you know, succeed. And everything that's coming out of his camp about this deal is he wants to retire a Bill as well, right? He wants to stay here. He wants to finish this out. And, you know, you just got to imagine if he's talking that 34, 35 years old, are we looking at a 2-3-4 year deal, maybe a 4 year deal front loaded 2 years, void years in 3 and 4. I mean, there's ways to do things with him, but it's an interesting decision that's going to have to be made. I don't think you want to play necessarily disgruntled with him throughout the season. You definitely don't want to take the chance of not having him for the season, but you also do have to be careful about paying and what you pay for right now. Cause say he has the all pro season last season, right? You pay him, he gets a lot of guaranteed money up front. And then the play drops off. I'm not saying that's going to happen with Poyer, and I don't think it will, but you do have to take that stuff into account. I mean, these are important pieces to be thinking through when you're talking about this kind of stuff, because that could come into play at some point or another. And then you're stuck with this deal, paying a guy that isn't producing, and or just you would rather have somebody else on the field, aka starred last deal. I mean, we just ate $7 million just to not even have him play, 7.7 to not even have him play. So you have to be incredibly careful about how you do these things. But I'm not the GM here, and I would do a deal. If it was me, I would do a deal exactly like I've stated, 2 or 3 year deal, maybe 2 years fully guaranteed, something along those lines. I would do something like that with him, but there's got to be an option in a couple of years to reevaluate the situation. So I think that has to be built in, but it's going to be interesting. So, without all that being said, there's still a big, huge need to me at the cornerback position. Like I've mentioned a bunch of times, there's different routes we could take with it. I still believe that there is going to be, no matter what, there's going to be a cornerback drafted, I would imagine. You know, just depending on how early on that happens, we will see. But for me, I'm also not going to be surprised about the linebacker position if it gets addressed. You know, you've got to evaluate the position for next year as well. And, you know, if you're going to be looking to extend Trayvon, that's fine. I think you still bring in depth behind him. You know, they haven't addressed the position really in a couple of years through the draft with a high draft pick. So I think that that's something that you could see potentially happen as well this year. Still, I'm on board and 100% still believe that we will be packaging up some picks and moving. I don't see us drafting 7 guys. There's not 7 holes, so we're basically going to be drafting guys that could potentially just get taken off our practice squad like we did last year. I mean, so to me, it's not necessarily worth it. I would rather package those up and go after 4 guys maybe this year and then bring in the undrafted guys after the fact and see if you can hit there. I mean, to me, that's more important, and that would be how we should function this season. I don't think we need all the picks. And I would bet we're going up. I don't think we're going to take that first round pick. I think if we're either going to move up in the first round with a package of things, or we might potentially just move back early second and work from there. You know, I don't see how we keep all of them. It just doesn't make much sense, but they easily could use all 7. I mean, there's nothing that says you can't find a guy late in the draft that can be great. So they may have guys on their board that they're just like, we want them. But for me going into it, it's cornerback number one. And if I'm doing it, I'm going to probably try to get up in the first round and I'm going to get my cornerback, because I think it's important to draft a high cornerback right now with Dane Jackson, Cam Lewis, definitely need some help there potentially. And then you don't know fully what Trey's going to be. If you can go ahead and get another number one cornerback in this draft right now, while your team is good everywhere else, I would say that's what I'm going to do. I'm going up 12, 10 to like 15, somewhere probably in there. And I'm going to go after a cornerback, probably the best guy that's available on the board. You know, to me, that feels like it's the best move for us. But again, I'm not an expert. I don't do trillions upon trillions of these mock drafts. I don't study all these guys up and down the board, so I wouldn't be able to even tell you specifically who it would be. But if it's me, the linebacker and the cornerback are getting addressed in this draft. And then besides that, I think we're offensively in a position to go after some guys. But again, I don't know that we need all those picks. But the way that free agency went, and we addressed the defensive line, all these things, it would signal that this is going to be an offensive draft, but there's also just not a ton of pieces on the offensive side of the ball that need help. I mean, you can always use linemen. You can always use wide receivers. You can always take flyers on those things, but I think we've shored up some other positions there that suggested that we're going heavy after one defensive player. And then from there, it's going to be an offensive, just kind of pick and choose. But I imagine a lot of it's going to be done through undrafted guys. But that's enough about the draft. It's not here yet. We're going to keep talking about it. I'm going to try to catch up with somebody right before the draft and right after the draft, you know, have somebody on, get some other input about what took place. Next week, we're going to be doing a little remote stuff as we're going to be on the East Coast. So be on the lookout for the show at your normal time that you'd find it on Fridays and everything like that. Make sure you guys are checking us out on all the social channels. You know, I'm everywhere. The Buffalo Nerd, just look at it. You'll find the TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, all that stuff. It's all out there. Everything, the main kind of hub is at thebuffalonerd.com. There's t-shirts over there. You know, you can purchase and those donations go to, you know, some of those proceeds go to the Cerebral Palsy Alliance Foundation. There's also just, you can check out the video, all the YouTube videos there at the site and everything's basically the main hub is thebuffalonerd.com. Also, make sure you guys are heading over to buffalolowdown.com. That's buffalowdown.com. You know, those boys are putting out work and they're going to be continuing to put out content all season long and through the off season here as we push forward towards the draft. So there's a lot of good stuff over there. And of course, the Buffalo Nerd is the official podcast of buffalolowdown.com. And but you know, make sure you guys are being safe out there. I know that we're approaching, you know, freedom without the masks. You know, numbers are declining. Let's just make sure you stay safe. Everybody can enjoy spring break if that's coming up for you. Stay warm. You guys enjoy everything that's going on. Get ready for the draft. Have fun in consuming what is taking place in Buffalo right now, because we've been waiting a very long time to produce a football team like this and have an organization that's building new stadiums, producing high quality talent on the field, drafting well, securing high quality free agents. We're doing it all really well right now. So enjoy it, Bills Mafia, because we've got 17 years of evidence that it can be really, really bad. Right. And of course, make sure you guys head over to autismspeaks.org. It is National Autism Awareness Month. So if you guys can help out, check them out, spread the word about them, you know, share that information to somebody that might need it. And of course, go Bills.
You just listen to the Buffalo Nerd Sports Podcast. Make sure you leave a review and subscribe so you never miss another episode. We'll see you next time. Leg out.